This is Doug Petrie, and you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
It was during the winter campaign. We were up against the 57th Overlanders, you know, the Balls and Bayonets Brigade. They were tough bastards. We'd been in a standoff for days when we both ran out of supplies. We traded insults, jokes and the like. We told them we were bored, and the next thing we knew, they were throwing podcasts into our trench. There was the Signal and Firefly talk. We knew them of old, and we weren't scared. But then, they threw in Sending a Wave. This was new. It was dangerous. The lieutenant told us not to listen. But some of the lads, well, they were desperate. I can't talk anymore about it. It was hideous. We lost a lot of good men to the Browncoats that night. It will stay with me for the rest of my life. They say we won the war, but we haven't. Not yet. Not while they're out there. That podcast turned my squad into Browncoats. That's why I listen to it, to prove that I can resist them. They're broadcasting again tonight, and I can't wait.
Subscribe to Sending a Wave, the UK Firefly and Serenity podcast, at www.sendingawave.blogspot.com. You can also subscribe through iTunes or your preferred podcatcher. Sending a Wave. We're continuing the impossible.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Ooh, you can take trigonometry. That would be fun. And you already had geometry, so it should be pretty easy.
Oh, okay. I think that could be fun.
Trigonometry? That'll never be useful. Why don't you take this introduction to accounting class? Then when you're older, you can help with the books.
Accounting? Blech.
Don, Anya's got a point. You should think about taking something that will help with your everyday life. For example, if there's a carpentry class, that could be helpful. What with the amount of furniture your sister goes through...
Let's look at some of your other options, Don.
Willow, I was thinking about that. Is there a problem I'm not aware of?
Nothing to worry about, O ye who watches. We were just helping Don choose your classes for school.
Although, I'm not sure how much help we've actually been. Oh, look, you could take folklore and fairy tales for your English elective.
Fairy tales?
What's wrong with fairy tales?
Well, it just seems so... silly. I mean, I live with demons and vampires. Those are real. Fairies? They don't even exist.
And what makes you think that, Dawn?
Oh, come on. It's only the big bads out there. There's nothing as sweet and pretty as a fairy. And if there were, they would probably be little assassins or something.
Dawn, I'm afraid that living near the Hellmouth has tainted your views. There are such things as fairies, along with many other non-threatening creatures. In fact, if it weren't for fairies, I would not even be here.
You're here because of a fairy?
Well, actually, yes, Xander. You see, it begins with the story of a young girl. She lived in England about the time of your Great Depression here in the United States. It was a difficult time. There was little money to be had, and even the smallest pleasures were savored and treasured. The girl was about 10, and Christmas was drawing near.
Her mother sent her to the village store for some sugar for the upcoming holiday. She was excited to go because she had managed to save a bit of money and was hoping to find a small gift for her mother. The store was about an hour away, and she hurried straight there, anxious to see what the shopkeep had.
Oh, it's you, Lyra. How can I help you today? Father's still insisting that I work here on Saturdays.
Hello, Mr. Tyler. Jamie. Mum sent me here to pick up 8 ounces of sugar.
Yes, yes. I'll have to fetch it from the back.
And I was wondering if you had anything new in?
No, nothing terribly new. There is that fellow over there by the door.
Oh! It's Father Christmas. He's so tall. I would love to have him home with me for Christmas dinner.
A new carpenter has just moved to the village. Father agreed to put the doll out for a fee if he's sold. Although these days I doubt many will find a need for a 2-foot-tall decorative Christmas figure. He's nice enough, if you like that sort of thing, I suppose.
He is lovely, but I was hoping you would have something I might give my mum.
New things are in the box at the end of the counter. Go and look yourself.
Oh, perfect! This fabric would make a very pretty sash for her.
Uh-huh. It's lovely. I'm sure she'll love it. If you are done, here is the sugar you wanted. That'll be 3d for that. And 2d halfpenny for the fabric.
Thank you, Jamie!
Mm-hmm.
I do love the winter. Oh! I wonder if the falls are frozen yet. It's still morning and Mum won't expect me back for a bit. Taking the scenic route won't be too much of a bother. Just a bit further. Oh! Oh! How very pretty! I can't imagine anything more magical. Wait, what's that? A butterfly? If I can just get a bit closer.
Ah!
What? Oh no! What do you think you're doing?
Ow! I was. Oh my! Are you a...
Oh no, I'm going to be in so much trouble. You have to go. You can't stay here.
What do you mean? Ow! Stop poking me! Ow! What are you doing?
You have to get out of here. The Raven Clan could be here any minute, and nothing good could come of them finding you here.
Wait. Just wait a moment. You are a fairy? I can't believe my eyes. The little wings, the dainty dress of leaves. Lady Cottington was right. Well, what's your name? I'm Lyra.
Cobweb. And did you have to bring her up? We've hardly been able to see the light of day since... Oh, who cares? We've got more important things to worry about. You have to get out of here now.
Ow! Stop pushing me. Let me just get... Ow!
What's wrong? Are you hurt?
I think I must have turned my ankle. I can't stand, much less climb out of here. You'll simply have to get help.
Help? How? Even with 50 of my friends, we'd never be able to lift you. You want me to find more like you? No, I can't. I won't.
You have to. It's the only way I can leave. Go and fetch Mr. Tyler, Jamie, in the village shop. It's not far. I'm sure he'll help.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll help. Where is this shop? Look at him. He's just staring into space. I have to find a way to talk to him without him seeing me. Let's see. What can I use to talk to him? Oh, that doll on the counter should work. I'll just hide in the hair. Okay, here goes.
Go to the falls.
What? Is someone talking to me?
Jamie Tyler, go to the falls.
I must be going mad. Father Christmas is talking to me.
To the falls you must go.
You cannot be talking to me. You are a toy. I do not hold conversations with inanimate objects.
To the falls.
I've gone balmy. All right, I am not hearing voices. I am not talking to a 2-foot wooden Father Christmas. I am...
To the falls.
Yeah, I'm not listening. I'm not listening. I am not listening because this isn't happening.
You must go to the falls. Do as I say or I will, sing.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Take a key and lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. Take a key and lock her up, my fair lady.
Still not listening.
How will we build it up, build it up, build it up? How will we build it up, my fair lady? Build it up with silver and gold, silver and gold, silver and gold. Build it up with silver and gold, my fair lady.
Can't hear you.
Gold and silver, I have none, I have none, I have none. Gold and silver, I have none, my fair lady. Build it up with needles and pins, needles and pins, needles and pins. Build it up with needles and pins, my fair lady.
It's getting dark. I hope she's all right. Cobweb, please hurry.
My fair lady. Build it up with stone so strong, stone so strong, stone so strong. Build it up with stone so strong, my fair lady. Stone so strong will last so long, last so long, last so long. Stone so strong will last so long, my fair lady. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Take a key and lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. Take a key and lock her up, my fair lady. How will we build it up, build it up, build it up? How will we build it up, my fair lady? Build it up with silver and gold.
If I go to the falls, will you stop singing?
Yes.
To the falls there. I'm here already. What in the bleeding hell do you want?
Mr. Tyler? Oh, thank goodness. Help.
Well, I'll be. Lyra, what's happened?
I fell and I turned my ankle. I can't get out.
Oh, here, catch. Take the doll, tie the sash around it, and throw it back up. Mind you hold on to your end, though.
All right.
Thank you, Cobweb.
Hush, and get going. Please, hurry.
Now hold tight. I'm gonna pull you up. What on earth were you doing down there?
I just wanted to see the falls. And instead I fell.
What was that?
I'm not sure, but I think we should go. Ow! I still can't walk. Will you help me, please?
Yes, yes, I'll help. Let's get you home, then.
Wait just a moment. I need to pick something up. Cobweb, please be careful. I'll come and visit you another day. Happy Christmas.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
And Lyra kept her word. She became fast friends with Cobweb and learned much of this hidden world. She made it a part of her life and eventually discovered the Watcher's Council. She met a man there and married him,
had a son who became a Watcher, and then he had a son, me.
Lyra was your grandmother? Wow.
Yes, she was, and we were very close. I never did get to meet Cobweb, though. She had to return to the Deep Underground to resolve some sort of trouble with some slime folk, and she never returned.
I met a fairy once. She was pretty snotty, actually. She wanted me to curse her boyfriend by giving him a giant...
Yeah, that sounds like a story for another time, Ann.
That story got me thinking. I know it's a ways off, but I'm looking forward to this Christmas, snuggling in front of the fireplace and decorating the tree, just with family.
It'll be great. A hell-mouthy Christmas. We can drink the egg with the Nog while shoving pointy bits of wood into our enemies. Unless we don't invite Spike. Then just the Nog.
Xander, play nice.
So, Don, what do you think of taking the fairy tales class along with the trigonometry and then maybe the sculpture and world history?
I wonder if there are any fairies living around Sunnydale.
In fact, and hypothetical philosophy. Nice.
I mean, we are on a
hellmouth. Better yet, I could send you out to LA and Fred could tutor
I think that could be.
That Christmas sounds like something we should talk about giving, later.
A time for receiving.
Merry Christmas! Yay!
This episode was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Original music for this episode includes D-Set by The Muses. Visit them at www.themusesmusic.com. I Wonder As I Wander, performed by Larissa Mihovich. Coventry Carol, performed by Kim Butler. O Come Emmanuel, performed by Clay Robeson. Carol of the Bells, performed by Larissa, Kim, Clay, and Tabitha. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. This episode was written and edited by Kim Butler. Our cast for this episode consists of Mad Scientist as Willow, Cliss as Tara, Brian Brown as Giles, Chris O as Xander, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Tasha as Dawn, Berengara as Grandmother Giles, Eleanor Edwards as Lyra, Jack Gregson as Jamie Tyler, and Christiana Ellis as Cobweb. Sound effects courtesy of the Free Sound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at www.buffybetweenthelines.com. All characters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment purposes and parody purposes. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me. Is that really the only line I have?
We are very close. I raised Grandma last week. She's a zombie now.
And there's an oak tree. It's difficult. Have you tried doing this? Do the show. I can't help it. It's just I don't know what to say. Oh, it's Father Christmas. I'd love to have him home with me. No, so tall. Damn. Taking the Scenetic route. It's scenic. Sorry.
A new carpenter has just moved to the village. Father agreed to put out the doll for a price.
I can't stand, much less climb out of here. You'll simply...